DWR Aquatic Section Chief Drew Cushing says the Dollar Ridge fire burned so hot, there's nothing there to hold the soil in place. The Habitat Conservation Group seeded areas last fall, but the plants aren't mature enough to contain the ash runoff.
Whenever it rains, and in this spring when the snow melts, that ash and mud and muck is going to wash down into the river channel and create, you know, more problems with the fishery and the stream itself.
Cushing says the strawberry was very popular with anglers because the brown trout is such a fighter and people love the sport of it.
You know, it's part of nature. It's really not a good thing for our anglers. You know, the Strawberry River was a really productive brown trout fishery, and you know, given time, it'll be that again.
There may be some brown trout left up higher in Timber Canyon, but lower down, they were killed off from the ash and debris flows.
We actually did some cutthroat restoration up there, and there were Colorado River cutthroat trout up high in Timber Canyon, and those fish probably are still okay. But the brown trout fishery that everybody, you know, came to love, which is that lower stretch of, you know, down through the Pinnacles, the Strawberry River, that one is fishless and probably will be for several years.
Cushing says with the strawberry fishless, there are other options for those anglers who want to fish for the brown trout.
You know, like the Provo River and Green River, really good brown trout fisheries as well. And Strawberry River was smaller, but it had that quality of fish. It had some really nice brown trout in it. And it was really popular with anglers, and we're really sad to lose it. But, you know, it'll come back. It'll just take some years to recover, and it takes a lot of hard work on our behalf and our habitat folks to heal those fires.
Brown trout are not native to Utah, and Cushing says since the stream is now empty, they have to talk about how they want to bring back the fishery once things stabilize.
It was a really popular brown trout fishery, and we have to ask ourselves, is that what the anglers and us want long term? Is it cutthroat? Because cutthroat, you know, in Timber Canyon up there are something that was here before the settlers were.
Cushing says his aquatics crew will begin river channel repair once the habitat is more stable. He says the ash and fire debris runoff can also impact the algal bloom in Starvation Reservoir, and they'll be watching that closely. A slideshow of the damage to the wild Strawberry River is posted with this story on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.